Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another Coach Lentz Sit Down. I'm Corey Revinked, being joined by the main man, Coach Lentz. How you doing, Coach?
Fine, Corey. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Now, Coach, last time out for the Lady Giants, a uncharacteristic loss for this Lady Giants team against Pike. They lost the game 75-39. Tell us about the game, Coach.
Okay. it was one of those days where everything went wrong. Anything that possibly could go wrong went wrong. They admitted, we asked them, hey, what's up? What's going on? So I don't know. It's, then they weren't ready to play mentally, weren't focused correctly. When things started to go bad, instead of, buckling down and saying, okay, let's stop this, we didn't. We just kind of hung our heads and quit.
I mean, Coach, this Lady Giants team has been pretty good offensively all season. What was the difference? Difference between what we've seen so far this season and this game, only scoring 39 points, that's very uncharacteristic of this team.
Well, we had a season high in turnovers at 27. We actually, it kind of started at the defensive end. If you can't stop the other team, that really for us has been a lot of our offense, being able to stop them, get steals and convert and score in that area. They played very aggressively, got out in passing lanes, and we just kind of stood there in a daze and didn't attack. And obviously when you don't attack, you don't get many good shooting opportunities. We missed a lot of those that we did get. Just like I said earlier, almost anything that could go wrong did.
Now, Coach, next time out this Friday, you guys have a chance to get back to win, or this Thursday, excuse me, have a chance to get back to winning ways, taking on an Avon Orioles team at home. What do you expect out of the Orioles, Coach?
They are a much improved team over what they've been the last few years. They've got a very solid inside game. Their guard play is better. They're a young team, maturing, and they play hard. They play a lot of man-to-man. They do play some zone as well. They have pressed a lot of their opponents. I don't know if they'll press us or not. They've done a lot of different things, so it's hard to tell if they'll do one basic thing or just stick to what they've done, a lot of variety. They do have a very good inside game, and I'm sure they're going to try to exploit that.
Well, now, Coach, what do you try to do in practice mentally to move on from the last time out against Pike and try to move on to Avon? What do you try to do mentally to prepare your team just to say that it happened, let's just move on to the next game?
That's pretty much it, just exactly what you just said. It happened. We did look at a lot more film than usual, pointed out some areas where we needed to be more focused and prepared, talked about how sometimes the best things come right after your worst things in life. Sometimes a man's greatest achievement comes after his biggest failure, and in our case as a team, that was certainly our biggest failure, and hopefully we're going to bounce back. Practices this week have been really good, so I'm encouraged about that.
Well, this weekend after the Avon game, you take on Center Grove at Center Grove, going back to your former team, going back to the school you used to be. What do you expect out of Center Grove?
They play a lot of zone, a lot of wide 3-2 zone. They don't have a lot of size, but they have all shooters. They are everybody can shoot it. So they spread. They do a lot of dribble drive, penetrate, kick out, penetrate, kick out. And we've got to be able to stop or at least slow down the drive and close out on their shooters.
Well, now, Coach, playing against a team that's really good at kicking out the ball and getting good at shooting opportunities, the guard play is going to be very important. Do you see that as a key to being able to shut down their offense?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got to be able to keep them on the outside and try to force them to shoot off the dribble. They're a penetrate and a kick and flat-footed set shooter type team, and if you let them do that, they are really good because they can all put it in the basket. If you make them have to dribble, shoot off the move, and things like that, they're a lot more down to earth.
Well, thanks again for joining us, Coach. We really appreciate it, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.